Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good night, good morning. It's Pokesports. My name's Mike, and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
Hello, I'm Hi. Kevin. Hi. I play with two of them.
Oh.
I changed it up this week, Mike.
You did. Hi, I'm Mike, adventures. And I play with one of them.
Hey, Kevin, I play with two of them.
You know what we're talking about.
Marbles, that could be taken pods, different ways.
What could we possibly be talking about?
Nothing. Let's Digivices.
It's Sunday, May 24th, and so it's National Brothers Day. Welcome, everybody, to National Brothers Day.
You got a brother, Mike?
I don't have a brother. Do you not know about my family and who I have in it?
I know you have a child and you have a wife.
Do you know if I have any siblings?
Do you know if I have any siblings?
I'm pretty sure you don't have any siblings.
You're correct.
We're both like spoiled only children, right?
Yay! Only children club. We can't celebrate today. We can't celebrate national.
Yeah.
Mike, wait. We'll be each other's brothers.
Is it happening?
We're going to have a brother, Mike.
Oh.
We're each other's brothers.
Okay.
I was going to say, look exactly alike.
Identical
twins, actually. Same age.
Mm-hmm.
Same everything.
We are the two on the field. It's National Brothers or Siblings Day. National Brothers Day. Not National Siblings Day. So if you have a sister, just
you could ignore her for today.
Ignore her for today. Yeah. We usually don't shout out other days of the week, but for all of our Americans out there, Monday, May 25th, happy Memorial Day. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, May 27th, that's already passed, but happy Memorial Day. I'm Canadian. I have no idea what that is, but Kevin told me to say it. So
it's for memorizing.
Right. I have to memorize my American holidays now, right? Wednesday, May 27th is National Sunscreen Day. So everybody out there listening to this podcast on Wednesday as it comes out on Spotify, make sure to put on sunscreen. Get that SPF going before you go and hit the beaches if your place allows those to be open.
Or just stand outside, receive some vitamin D, then go back inside.
It's true.
Whatever your preference is.
I mean, you know, just watch out for those Solrox. They will ruin your max raids.
I was just about to ask you, what's your favorite sunscreen Pokemon? But then you said Solrox. What temperature do you think Solrox is? Because it's like a rock, right?
I think it's very cold.
You think it's warmer than you? Yeah, because rocks are cold.
I think it's probably very cold. And so it looks and it's deceptive.
It's more of a star rock, if anything. I guess the sun is a star.
I mean, one might call it that. in which case, are we talking like what? What's the legendary in? You know what I'm
Mewtwo.
Talking about.
Mewtwo.
No.
Nope.
The one in Gen 7?
7? Solgaleo?
Yeah, what's the first one? Nebby.
Cosmog.
Nebby. Cosmog.
you got the nickname, right? Oh, yeah. Super random segue, but why not? Since we don't have a lot of topics prepared for
why
today.
Not?
The Discord has been saying they want like baby shirts.
I totally
want to make a shirt that says like I'm 6 IVs or something like that. That'd be so funny. Like I have perfect 6 IVs.
I love
be great.
It. Dude, I love that. That is Dude, beautiful.
We'll make it happen.
I want that
you're here
so
first,
badly.
Folks.
Dude, I want to hear that in the chat. Some people, the second you said it, they're 100% on board. They're just like, "What? Wait, what? Yes."
You know, sometimes when you're drinking some juice and celebrating Memorial Day, you just get these ideas, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them.
It was a very good idea.
Nothing but apple juice.
Nothing but apple juice. All right. So in Pokemon news this week, we've actually got a couple things happening. We obviously just finished the international challenge. I'll go down to, oh my gosh. Oh, I don't even have that. Forget it. We're staying on Solrox for now. The international challenge is officially over. It was over what, an hour ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about how we did later in the episode, but, I shouldn't even ask if you've seen anything, interesting, but I will. Did you see anything interesting?
A lot of Haxorus.
Really?
Yeah. I went against, especially day one, is weird. It's like everyone conglomerated together to have a conspiracy and just, hey, everyone, use this dragon type for some reason. Yeah, but a lot of Haxorus. Weakness policy Haxorus would bust their own weakness policy with just a ice shard or something from a Lapras. It was so weird. Like, and it's like, I've never seen this Pokemon until this international challenge. It's like everyone decided to take it out of their pockets for this thing. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I looked at my stats later on. Not my stats, like, you know, the Pokemon stats later on. And it was like, oh, this Pokemon has 147 base attack. That's like the highest attack in the game. I guess I can kind of understand what's going on here. And, you know, Moldbreaker is stupid too.
Moldbreaker is pretty nuts. Moldbreaker EQ. Yeah, that's insane, isn't it, Jake? Yeah. So we'll talk about the international challenge a little bit later. But before we move on to what we have in store about Peakalytics, do want to let you know that there are some leaks out if you're looking for them. Again, as we try and keep things relatively spoiler free on the podcast, we do kind of get into some of the spoilers on the spoiler section of our Discord. But there are leaks. They are there for you to go and find, centering around new moves. So
we do want to preface this by saying these are leaks that are very influential on competitive. So if you guys enjoy competitive,
they are quite relevant. Yeah.
Yeah, very relevant. So if you guys enjoy competitive but aren't too much of a spoil yourself kind of person, I'd look at them.
Yeah.
They don't spoil too much. It's just really names.
And really, if you want to, you can just look into them once the actual thing comes out, and you probably won't have missed anything. So,
but you need that competitive edge, Mike.
You need that competitive edge, always. So Peakalytics has had a little bit of a glow up this week. If you, by the way, haven't gotten your hands on the Peakalytics app, which you can get on iOS now, definitely go and do that, because they're adding new stuff over there all the time. Most recently, they've added console-based statistics.
Mm-hmm. This is actually interesting, because I think Pokemon Home is actually starting to release statistics. So Griffin really jumped on that, grabbed it, was like, okay, this is mine now, and then just like went to town with it. And it's like actually super interesting, because things that we've talked about this before on the podcast, like things that you see on Showdown don't always reflect what you see online. Because to play online, you have a lot much more of a commitment to build those Pokemon than you do on Showdown. Like on Showdown, you'll go against as many Appleton as the eye can see, but you'll never find that Pokemon online.
Right. And I mean, a question that somebody just asked in the chat, this be Jake, says console ranked or console in general? That is actually ranked for console battles in doubles and singles. So the interesting thing about that is that typically from Peakalytics already, we have had statistics for Pokemon Showdown, but now we get to see how well that translates into the actual game. So if you're actually looking at Peakalytics right now, we're just going to go through some of the top Pokemon on each one, just to kind of make that, you know, drive that home. In VGC 2020, right now the top five are Dragapult, Togekiss, Dusclops, Tyranitar, and Mimikyu in that order. And then for doubles, it's Togekiss, Dragapult, Dusclops, Tyranitar, and Excadrill. So Togekiss and Dragapult, they swapped places there. And who's the fifth that it wasn't there? Mimikyu isn't seeing as much play in Battle Stadium doubles. That one's like 10th.
Yeah, that's like a very, very big discrepancy there.
Yeah, it's almost like Triple Ghost Core hasn't really made it to the in-game game.
Maybe people are just testing on Showdown still. I mean, to run triple same type of anything is always kind of iffy, right? Because even if you actually took the time to input a triple Ghost Core's weaknesses and resistances on like a team builder, there's like a big dark and ghost weakness in that core. So it's really it's really strange to call it a core, right? Because the core does have similar weaknesses.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting concept. A lot of there's actually a new meta right now. Well, not a new meta, but like a new team archetype that I've been seeing is a triple dragon core. which is Dracovish, Dracovish, Duraludon, and what's that other one?
Dragapult.
The other fossil. No, the other fossil.
Oh, Dragazolt?
Dragazolt, yeah.
Really?
Using that as a core. Yeah, I've seen that on a lot of Babiri teams right now. Babiri.net, if, for those of you guys that this might be your first episode, has the top 100 teams on Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that on a lot of teams, just those three Pokemon in general, which is like super strange because, you know, there's a fairy weakness there, but
yeah,
I guess it still works.
Interesting. Oh, that's super, super cool. And then they also have console Battle Stadium singles, which is cool. But Battle Stadium singles, I personally haven't dabbled too much in. Have you ever touched Battle Stadium singles, by the way?
No, but I've heard that if you just bring Mimikyu and you Swords Dance, you kind of win every game.
That's kind of what it shows on the website, too. top three, I'll make it even more concise. Actually, no, top five, because number five is interesting. Dragapult, Mimikyu, Excadrill, Togekiss, and Snorlax. So Mimikyu number two, but Snorlax is actually in there.
Snorlax?
Yeah.
What? That's a weird one.
Yeah, right? You get Heavy Slam, Yon Facade, Darkest Lariat. Darkest Lariat on Snorlax looks hilarious, by the way.
Oh, it's so fantastic.
It's super fantastic. I was looking up Darkest Lariat on different Pokemon today, just so I can see Darkest Lariat used from Wailord one more time. If you haven't seen that on YouTube, please, please, please go and do yourself a favor. Go and look up Wailord using Darkest Lariat. There are a couple videos out there of people putting like the initial D, Deja Vu, song when it starts spinning around, you know, so that's very fun.
You know what I kind of want to see, because mm-hmm. I just like looked up Pokemon that can actually learn it legally in Pokemon Sword and Shield. Melmetal learns Darkest Lariat. I kind of want to see Melmetal with its gigantic arms spin like a Beyblade.
I think I used it on you. I think I used
Did
it
you
on
use
you
Darkest
in,
Lariat
in our Ubers battle, I think. Because I remember seeing it make like this big, like sweeping arm animation, and then it freezes, and then just like the biggest, like right into you.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, go to all that to say, go to Picoletics, go and check out their new console Battle Stadium singles and doubles. They've got all the stats that you need to make your games good. Yeah. Next
up. Griffin also released like a graphic of the top 100 teams. Griffin's great. He just literally leaks all the information to us. Just gave the top 100 teams that were built on the team builder this last month in preparation for the IC.
Yeah.
Like the top most common. Like, geez, that's such good.
That's hilarious. And it's it's like this big like edge on how to approach the IC. And I wonder if actually if people actually use that to make their game different. Mm-hmm. If you did, send us an email at pokesportspodcast@gmail.com. We'll definitely be talking about it. I want to hear what you did in the IC to really give yourself that competitive edge.
Yeah, let us know how you did. Mm-hmm. We're curious. It'll make us feel maybe a little bit better.
Hey, Kevin, there's new mystery gifts and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are they?
If you play the console version of Pokemon Sword and Shield and you're trying to get some interesting Pokemon, over the next couple of weeks, they're going to be giving out different Galarian versions of old school Pokemon. So you've got Galarian Mr. Mime from May 22nd to 28th, from May 29th to June 4th. You've got Galarian Ponyta from June 5th to June 11th. You've got Galarian Corsola, and then from June 12th to 18th, you've got Galarian Meowth. Each of those Pokemon with, I believe it's their hidden ability, Ice Body for Mr. Mime, Anticipation for Ponyta, Cursed Body for Corsola, and Unnerve for Galarian Meowth. Galarian Meowth, great if you have not received one before to try and get some extra money in game. Galarian Corsola is insane, and I want to see more of it in the actual game. So
wait, I'm actually looking at all these hidden abilities. Game Freak's trolling us, right? They're giving us the worst abilities these Pokemon get.
Are they really?
Yeah, Mr. Galarian, Mr. Mime with Ice Body. Mime. Yeah, Mr. Mime Galarian form. Uh-huh. Gets Ice Buddy instead of Screen Cleaner. Galarian Ponyta gets Anticipation instead of Pastel Veil. And then Corsola gets Cursed Body instead of Weak
That's
Armor.
That's interesting.
And Galarian Meowth is just like a nerve. No one needs berries anymore.
Nobody needs berries anymore. I don't know. Like, Corsola. What do people end
up... Corsola.
Right, Corsola. What do people end up using on Corsola right now?
I think it's... I don't know. Corsola. Don't you use that Pokemon?
Well, let me go back
it's
there.
It's a strong Pokemon.
Yeah, they I use guess they could body. Go... That's the one yeah, that they go. Because the other one's body. Weak armor. You don't want weak armor on your Corsola.
Unless you're doing what I do on the channel and just go beat up weak armor onto a Corsola and then set it up to plus 6 speed.
I see.
That's only if you're Kevin, you would do something like that.
Only if. Oh my goodness.
But you also do get a lot of other
cool
stuff. You
get a lot of items.
Yeah, especially with that Meowth. Meowth, you get the most relevant competitive things.
Yeah.
With like 100 EXP large candies, 50 big nuggets, and a bunch of other them give you like a lot of the cool Pokeballs. I guess they're called apricot balls, even though there's no apricots in the game because. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what people decide to call them. Friend balls, love balls, fast balls, beast balls.
A lot of ball guy stuff.
Yeah, all your favorite things.
I wonder why they're doing that. Maybe it's because June 12th to 18th is like so close to when we're supposedly going to get Isle of Armor. Maybe they're just like, all right, just build up your Pokemon. Here's 100 EXP candies.
It might even happen that following week. Like, it might be the week of the 25th.
I always have June 20th in mind. I don't know why. I just feel like that is the day that they drop things.
Usually they drop it on a Wednesday. So if that's the case, then the Wednesday after the 18th would be the 24th, which is the last week of June, which does kind of fit in that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just so you can catch your favorite Pokemon and your favorite balls. Gives you that option.
Cool, cool, cool.
Also incentivizes player base to actually return to the game.
Yeah.
If they did take a break from it.
Yeah, just get everybody back, get everybody up and ready. Because, of course, Isle of Armor is probably going to be all level 100 all the way through. So you're going to have a competitive team to get into that. It won't. It's going to be easy peasy. Hey, there's a Mr. Mime. So
yes,
let's talk Smogon real quick. It looks like, ladies and gentlemen, Fish is back on the menu. We've got Fish. OU is suspect testing Dracovish due to its enormous power and team building restrictions that it imposes on trainers. About dang time, can I just say?
That Pokemon's a little strong, dude. Like, I don't know. I used it for the IC. That thing's a little busted.
Yeah. They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
Like, if I can Oko a Dynamax Togekiss with Fish's friend, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I've used it a lot. That was the Pokemon that like I and everybody else started with at the beginning of Sword and Shield. Like, Dracovish was the Pokemon that everyone was like, why does this thing exist? It sucks in that it's so good. What do I do to make it dead? And then they figured it out.
Oh boy. So that's crazy. What do you think of Dracovish and Ubers? Do you think it'll do well there?
No. No.
Yeah, like, I don't think it belongs there either. It's like, it's such an awkward tier. It's like, oh, you can really destroy OU, but you know. Mm-hmm. If we send you to UU, you will just be irrelevant.
Yeah, if we send you to Ubers, you will.
That's what I meant.
You will just fade into non-existence.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when they make a typical non like legendary Pokemon, pseudo legendary stats. Like, it's nuts. UU is suspect testing Haxorus. Because of its excellent speed tier, its ability, and its powerful coverage options, they've proven to be potentially troublesome for UU. Moldbreaker Haxorus is insane, as you've been saying.
Mm-hmm. Actually, like, the IC saw a handful of Haxorus, too. It's like, people forget about this Pokemon because everyone likes their dual type dragons, and you know, Haxorus is just that lonely single type. But yeah, that Pokemon is really underrated. Like, it's always been good. It's always had 147 base attack.
Yeah.
And in a metagame that is so slow, Haxorus can probably do a lot.
Yeah.
Respect.
And mad respect for Haxorus. But, I mean, that's another, that's kind of like a baby Dracovish in that I don't think it would survive OU.
I don't think so either. I think they're suspect testing it for UUBL.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
I think it would only be good in UUBL.
Mm-hmm.
I think in OU, you put it there and suddenly you're getting
There's a Clefable.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, Clefable. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Hack Dead.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Clefable Moonblast. and then, of course, on the other side of things, Inteleon and Slurpuff, because of their offensive prowess, watch out for Belly Drum Slurpuff, boys and girls. It was so large in their tier that their presence.
Oh, it's still legal in Smogon. That's right.
Yeah,
just blew my mind.
Yeah. You can go ahead and use Belly Drum Slurpuff all you want. Their presence was ultimately deemed unhealthy, and thus, the RU Council has voted for them to leave the tier for RUBL.
Who would have guessed the cotton candy Pokemon had too much cholesterol? It's too unhealthy. Who would have guessed?
Get him out of here. RU is too much for Slurpuff.
You gotta stay fit if you're in RU. You can't be unhealthy.
No, exactly. Get him out of there. So let's talk the international challenge, Kevin. We both ended up streaming this international challenge. I only did for Thursday, but you did Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do?
I did pretty good.
Okay.
But I could have done better. I'll start by saying, every day, and it's actually very funny how this worked out.
Okay.
Thursday, I played offline. I went 10-5.
Nice.
Then I streamed on Friday. I went 11-4. And then I streamed again on Saturday. I went, I'm trying to do the math, 9-6. So I averaged a 10-5 every single day, which brought me to an overall of 30-15.
Mm-hmm.
I peaked at 17-12 and I should have stopped.
Oh no.
Because when I peaked at 17-12, I went into a 5-game loss streak.
Oh my gosh.
And then it was like, okay, I guess I got one battle left. Might as well get out of the way. And then I won the last one, which was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
But I think I ended up 16-58. I don't think I'll make it into the Players Cup, but I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky. It really depends on what other people placed. I think 16-50s is around top 1,300s, 1,500s, I'm beating myself up, but then you consider, oh, there was like 80,000 people signed up for this tournament. Mm-hmm. I was top 1,000 out of 80,000 people. That's a feat right there. But, you know, I want to get in the Players Cup.
So, I mean, there are a bunch of things, too, that might actually get you to squeak on in there, right? Like, we were talking about that, saying that, you know, there are some people who, one, forgot to link their Nintendo account to play Pokemon. So, you know, for those who didn't get there, you don't really know if you're in the 256 yet. As well, even though when you're about to check and see like what place you got overall in the world, that's overall in the world. So you're going to see people who placed over you in Asia, people who placed over you in EU, people who placed over you in Oceania and in Latin America. And even though you might've gotten, I don't know, in the top 1000 or in the top, you know, even 1500, there is the chance that, you know, in North America, you still reside in that top 256.
Mm-hmm. And there's we're playing against Japanese and Asian servers too, which aren't Play Pokemon. They have their own separate series entirely.
Oh.
But we were going against Japanese players. I was going against Korean players. So all those are also calculated in that, but don't have a top 256 because they don't have a Players Cup. They're just playing a regular international challenge because they're not Play Pokemon at all. So that on top of it, top 1,000 probably still has a high chance of getting it.
I wonder if they're going to tell you, like, if you didn't place in the top 256, I wonder if they're going to tell you where you placed in North America.
They give you the placing for global.
Yeah.
I think they're going to email whatever account you have linked to your Play Pokemon account if you got the top 256. So just keep an eye out for that. I actually don't know which email I have linked to it, so I should probably look that up.
How about you tell everybody on the podcast?
Okay, my social security is, it's actually the last four digits of my trainer ID, real time.
I was going to make a very similar joke.
Five.
Funny enough, like my social security number is the exact same as my trainer card. It's weird how Pokemon just kind of knew that. It's totally random too. I haven't won a single lottery from it, but I keep trying. My social security number is unlucky.
Oh, that's the strat, right?
So
In terms of my team, I think my team was actually very good. Like Indeedee, Drifblim, Sylveon, Rotom Heat, Dracovish, and Bisharp. I think are all the six. They did very well. My biggest struggle, because my team has a way of answering with everything. I was trying to keep this a secret for a long time. My team has a very good answer to Colossal Dragapults, which ironically, I didn't see that much.
Really?
Which is crazy, because it was so popular on the ladder. Tofu popularized it on the, you know, Patreon tournament.
He was the one who did it, yes.
I didn't see it. And it's like so weird. I saw it maybe like once or twice. And my strategy behind that is to, oh, hey, I have a Dracovish. I can Dynamax the Dracovish, which no one ever expects. Because everyone's like, okay, Dracovish is going to go for Fishish Ren, be a Fishish Ren bot. Mm-hmm. I just Dynamax that thing, make it live the Vocalith, and then I could Oko with a Max Quake with a Max Quake instead on the Colossal. Because everyone switches in their Gastrodon the second they see the
Dracovish.
The Dracovish. So I was like, okay, Max Quake. And then on the switch out spot, I just go for Energy Ball with my Indeedee.
I was a big fan of when you were streaming, every time you would say, hey, you want to see a Charizard disappear?
Hey, you want to see a Charizard disappear? Max Mindstorm. Anyone want to see a Pokemon disappear? I could do it for you.
Just pops out of existence.
No one expects it, dude. I don't know. I think it's actually very convenient. I think that a lot of my success with my team is very good timing because Seijin Park popularized a weakness policy Drifblim with Brutal Swing Milotic. So you pop the weakness policy, pop the Emburden, and then sweep with the Drifblim. So every single person, the second they see me lead with Drifblim, they double into it. And it's just like, oh, we got to get rid of this Drifblim. It's on the field. But no, dude. My Indeedee is the one that does the damage. My Drifblim just makes wind pass behind it. That's all it does.
And that's back to the fact that Drifblim is just such an insane Pokemon. It's so versatile in what it does. You know, you can set up Tailwind, or you can apparently sweep an entire team with it.
I love Ally Switch. It's a broken move. It needs to be removed. I love it, but I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice, which is a bit of a nasty guy. For mine, I mean, hey, listen, I didn't rough have time, like. I had a little bit of a rough time. It wasn't the best international championship that I've had yet, and mainly because I was very, I want to say confident. I was overconfident about my. About my Orbeetle, my Lodic strategy. Orbeetle Noctowl, like the whole thing. Like I was just very proud of the thing that I made. And so, you know, I wanted to see it do well. Didn't do very well against the super popular meta. So it was a little unfortunate. But first day I ended up going, I think it was 3-7 or 3-8. Next day I ended up doing a little better than that. So I went 5 and 5. And then the next, I only played 10 games for the first 2 days. I don't know why. And then last day I went 8-7. So I ended up positive that day. So like overall, I stayed relatively close to 1500, but hey, you know what? I played my games. I went out there and I did it. So
if you had Rose team, because I just saw the video that you made with the Primarina and then Triple Ghost Court, would you have brought that team to the challenge instead? Or were you like super focused on Orbital and you wanted to make it happen?
I really wanted to make it happen, but I think I would have brought that one if I really, you know, was focused on winning. But mostly I was focused on proving Orbital and Milotic. And I've proved myself in the opposite direction. Not so much. I think it's an okay team and I'm willing to move on from that now. Rose team though, love playing with that. Arcanine Dracovish, Primarina, and you know, oftentimes Aegislash or any kind of other filler mons that you want to use after that. I really like those Pokemon and I think that they can do pretty good things.
That's a free win team right there, Mike.
You know, it's no Ndidi Drifblim, but it's pretty good.
The second that because this was actually the first team you built for patrons, right?
Yes.
So like I was super curious what you were gonna come out with, and then we were trying that whole shift 3 thing, and Mike, I'm not sure this is working out too well. And then you just came out the woodworks with like a triple ghost core Primarina team. I'm like, oh, whoa,
yeah, okay. This is different.
I'm pretty sure if I was facing Ro with that team, I would probably lose because my team is not prepared for Dusclops that well.
Really?
And Dusclops is a little scary. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I feel like Primarina, if I could say one negative thing about it, is just the speed is so awkward on that team. Like you've got Dragapult and Arcanine, which have like decent speeds on their own. Dragapult definitely, like Arcanine kind of decent. But then you toss out Primarina and you're so used to going first or like after maybe one Pokemon on the other team that like you need to make a mental switch into, no, I need to survive 2 hits before Primarina goes and wrecks shop. That's kind of why like you always bring it in the back, or if you do bring it to the front, like that is your Dynamax target. Like you are Dynamaxing that so that it can live to potential hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Primarina's got that awkward base 60 speed tier, which is like kind of agreed upon to be like not fast enough for good stuff, not slow enough for Trick Room. It's like that really awkward speed tier. Which is why I think most Primarinas actually go quiet just to bring it to that lower speed tier. Like, but even then, it's still pretty awkward.
Yeah. All right. And with that, that is the international challenge for May. How did you do? Let us know in the chat if you're on Twitch, or let us know via email at pokesportspodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at pokesportspod. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's play some Dexit.
Yay. Hey.
All right. We'll see you in a second. And welcome back to the podcast. Kevin, over the break, we were chatting about something that happened today. Somebody left a comment on our most recent YouTube video, which I believe the series is called Rental Team Included. Or if it's not, then it just might as well be at this point, because we put that in every thumbnail ever. That we do like battle videos and we talk about certain teams that either we make or we've made for other people or other people have made for us. And we include the rental team, but I didn't know that Kevin includes the rental team for like 3 seconds in the video, to leave for people to go in and check out. So there were understandably comments being like, hey, there's no rental team in here. Cause people were like trying to skip around and yeah, we see you, we caught you. But I just thought that was so funny. You just have it on for like a split second and then it's gone.
Dude, like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's there. I didn't lie to you.
You didn't.
How many seconds You guys need to pause the video. If you need more than 3 seconds to hit a space bar, then maybe I'm not the one with the problem.
So, you know, I was saying to Kevin today, you know what, let's lean into that. Instead of putting it at the end for a couple seconds, let's just like slap it in the middle or something just for like a second or two. I would say like do it for a frame, but that's just being mean. Just like have it in there just for a little bit, and then people can find it wherever they want to find it. That's cruel and unusual, and I love it.
I have a quick little PSA for our fans here. The fans think I'm the troll in this duo. My resolution was like, okay, I'm going to put it in the comment section and pin it as a timestamp so that they always see it. You and then Mike was like, nah, dude, make a scavenger hunt. Hide it somewhere in the video. They can find it.
Exactly. I'm a straight up troll. You know what? Those 2 weeks that I lost the audio, didn't actually lose the audio. I've got it right.
He probably
here.
Deleted it. He no, just felt like re-recording.
No, I keep that for me. I get the best audio. I listen to our high quality podcast on my own time.
That video got 2 dislikes. I guess people were really upset about it. I'm sorry, guys.
I mean, it might happen.
We should ship them all glasses to help them find it.
Hey, you know what? How about this? How about this, though? We will make it an actual scavenger hunt. If you find the rental code, then you can put it in the comments, and we will pin that as the top comment.
Boom. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I just YouTubed, guys. Look at
we
that.
We did YouTube good.
We did YouTube so good. All right. So, Kevin, what are we talking about today?
We're doing some Dexit, Mikey.
Doing some Dexit.
Which is the series that we add on to the podcast whenever we have nothing else to talk about for the rest of the hour.
Listen. Dexit is a very serious game for serious players. Everybody put only your serious hat on. It needs to be like a top hat or a... No, a top hat is the only thing that you can do. You have
I don't
to have
got
a monocle.
Hat, but I got some tape. Put scotch tape on my forehead.
I don't have that, but I have a
fire energy. Just place a fire.
I do have a fire energy. I was about to use a mic cover. So instead, yeah, we'll put on the fire energy. There we go.
Mike got a fresh haircut. Wait, where do you get haircuts in Canada? I might have to drive up. I'm in well need for a haircut.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with my hair. It's easy because it's just down to like a millimeter everywhere. So you just take the razor and just. I never have to pay
razor
for haircuts again. I just learned this. I don't know if I actually did it very well on the back, but.
You got to turn around for the camera now, Mike. We'll let you know.
Okay. So listen, Dexit. Here's the game. If you are new to the podcast and don't know what Dexit is a fun new game that we've created out of the need to relive some of the old Pokemon that are not a part of our heritage anymore. This game, one of us will read the Pokedex entries of one of these Pokemon, and the other person has to guess what it is. You get full points if you get the entire name correct. You get half points if you have to ask for the typing. You get 0.1 of a point if you have to ask for the typing and the first letter of the name. So it is possible to win still if you guess one one Pokemon with the first letter and the typing. But we'll have to see how that goes. We've got two each. Kevin, are you ready to play Dexit?
I'm never ready, but I'm always excited.
I'm never ready, but I'm always ready. Kevin, your first Dexit entry is, even if one of its arms is eaten, it's fine, says the Pokedex. The Pokemon regenerates quickly and will go right back to normal. Tell me your thought process. Don't just guess it.
You can eat this thing?
You can eat it.
Okay.
Well, so I don't know even if you can, but I mean, it's natural. Predators can eat. And by the way, before you keep going, for those of you in the Twitch chat who are guessing, I need to cover up Twitch chat for now.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Yeah, good job. You can go ahead and play at home. Just after we guess it, I will go back into the Twitch chat and see who got it first. So.
Okay. Even if one of his arms is eaten.
Oh yeah.
So So legs, we don't touch the leg territory. Only its arms can be eaten. Got correct. It? All right. It's fine. All right. It's so fine. You can eat it. It's fine. It doesn't feel pain, I guess.
It's fine. Pokedex actually says it's fine.
The Pokemon regenerates quickly and will go right back to normal.
Correct.
So my thought process is a Salamander.
Okay.
Because Salamanders do that like IRL. Like they kind of regenerate themselves.
I see. All right.
The only Salamander Pokemon I can think of is Charmander. But I know that's not a dex entry for Charmander because that's so stupid to be one of the first dex entries. That has to be like a Gen 4 or 5 dex entry right there to be that stupid.
Okay. Were they really that bad in Gen 4?
I don't know, but I can't believe they were that. Gen 1 just had. I think Gen 1 just had like ghosts killing children and tails are on fire. Like that's that was right. Gen 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like Drifloom. Drifloom. Is
Drifloom isn't Gen 1, but
no, close enough. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Salamander Pokemon. Salazzle is another one. And I'm also thinking of an Axolotl, which can also regenerate.
Whoa.
Which is a Mudkip. It's a Mudkip.
Even if one of Mudkip's arms is eaten, it's fine. That's morbid for your starter. I'm going to go ahead and say no for that one.
Yeah, like. I'm going to say no starters here, yeah, so that leaves Salazzle. But then you say the word regenerate, so I'm thinking regenerator Pokemon.
Oh.
You got Tangrowth. You got Amoongus, which doesn't have arms.
Fair.
I guess it has like little Pokeball hands. And then you have Reuniclus. Reuniclus is like, you don't want to eat that. It's like, I don't want to say what it is, but we all know what it is. You don't want to eat it.
Nah.
I'm gonna go with. Okay, so that leaves Salazzle and Tangrowth.
Okay.
And if it's gonna be fine after you eat it, I'm gonna say it's a plant because plants don't feel pain theoretically. So I'm gonna say Tangrowth.
All
final
right.
answer.
Final answer. I need like who wants to be in our most recent plus episode. I put a little clip of. You know, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do. I want to put another one in without overkill. But anyway, I've just beaten that to death. It is Tangrowth. You're correct. Yay.
Oh, my. I love how I took you through the whole.
You took me like all the way around the world here.
Is that a reason? I really tried hard on that one.
You really did. And okay, so congrats like to Dakota, Store Brand Blossom, for.
That
correctly
chat.
Guessing Tangrowth right from the beginning, like the second I finished the description, is like,
jeez, dude,
that's it, Tangrowth.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Tangrowth, Gastrodon. There's a couple one in here.
Oh yeah, some Gastrodon's another good one. Tofu, of course, with the Manor Jiggly. I don't run Torterra. Mudkip, low key looking tasty. Yep, gross.
Toxapex, Starfish regenerate limbs.
Oh, fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough. Okay. So let's move on. We've still got three more to go.
Okay. You ready, Mike?
I think I am. I hope I am.
Its technique of kicking while spinning is a remarkable mix of both offense and defense. This Pokemon travels faster spinning than they do walking.
Well, okay. So in my mind, this has got to be... This has got to be Hitmontop, but I think you know that I would think that.
Ooh, is this a conspiracy, Mike?
And I don't
it's a conspiracy.
I've been trying to only use dexited Pokemon, and I don't know if you're up on that. So
no.
So it could be anything. It could be actually anything.
Would you like me to reread it to you?
Oh, I might have to take a typing on this one. Let's reread it to me.
Okay, I'll reread it first.
Yes, please.
Its technique of kicking while spinning is a remarkable mix of both offense and defense. This Pokemon travels faster spinning than they do walking.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to need another fire energy for this one.
I might have highlighted some key points in that last rereading.
This Pokemon travels faster spinning than they do walking. Oh my gosh, wait. No, but so you've categorized Pokemon into two different sections for me here. You've categorized it as spinning and categorized it as kicking. And so immediately I think Baltoy, but Baltoy
ain't got no legs, Mike.
Baltoy ain't got no legs. So like what Pokemon kicks though? Like, oh man, I'm gonna ask for a typing and it better not be fighting type. I'd like to take a type, please.
Fighting. Did you hear me?
No.
Fighting.
Oh, of course. Of course it's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Man.
If you really want to take a letter, I can give you a letter too, Mike.
I guess am I gonna risk it all just to get an H? Like, all right, give me a letter.
H.
You. I'd like to guess Hitmontop, please.
About time you overthinking a little.
Oh my god.
You got it right immediately, Mike.
What have you done?
You didn't trust me? I tried to throw in an easy one there.
Oh, you did throw in an easy one, and I'm like, wait a second. It can't be. It can't be that. That's too easy.
Oh,
it spins and it kicks. That's literally the only things it does.
It evolves by having the same attack and defense. Oh, Mike, come on.
Come on.
I put it all on a platter.
All right, let's see in the chat who.
So you got 1 point.
First person to get it was actually Captain Unova saying the top. No, before that was actually Store Bramble Awesome saying Hitmontop.
Yeah, Dakota's broken. In
yeah,
these,
Dakota's
so
broken.
In get right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tofu saying Hitmonpuff, of course. Thank you. the true correct answer, Hitmonpuff. And then Stark chirping me saying, you definitely just outthought yourself, owned, destroyed, crushed to death. Mike killed on live stream. I'm Mike. I play with no Pokemon on the field because I have been fired. All right. Okay. Hey, listen, Kevin, I don't think you're going to get this one. My next Dexit entry is a bit of a doozy. So get riggedy ready. It is as follows. When evolving, its body takes in surrounding materials. As a result, there are many body variations.
When it's evolving, its body takes in surrounding materials.
Yes.
This is Wormadam. Final answer. All right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mike, come on. There's a trash one. There's the grass one. There's the sand one.
All right.
I'm not going to get it, Mike.
Buddy, listen. this was so quick, by the way, that
hold on, let's see, how was I quicker than Dakota? No, Dakota got it.
This was almost as quick as Dakota, like,
oh,
almost immediately. Wormadam says has the three forms, and then Stark says I hope this is a doozy, and then opens it up with this Pokemon gathers with other Cherim. Oh, that's insane. You even guessed it before Tofu had the chance to guess Jigglypuff, though. So
that's pretty impressive.
All right.
I guessed faster than Tofu can type.
All right. So before I go and overthink the next one, let me add a third fire energy. Oh, no.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Who picks Wormadam? How did you remember that? I remember that was in the game?
Apparently not Game Freak, because it's not in the game. So.
Probably for good reason.
Yeah, you know.
Wormadam is that one bug steal everyone forgets about.
Wait, bug steal?
One of its forms is bug steal.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. Jeez, yeah, you're right. That is a bug steal. There are many of them, huh? All right.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm ready for the last Dexit of the night.
Okay. I kept this one easy. I kept both of them easy. Let's see if you get. Don't overthink yourself this time. You got it, Mike?
All right.
Okay. Because it's probably exactly what it sounds like. Its tough wings don't allow fire to pass through them. A long time ago, firefighters' outfits were made from this Pokemon's wings.
See, you tell me not to overthink it, And I'm immediately overthinking it because there are two.
Let me hear it.
There are two very obvious choices here that it's either.
It's got wings.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's got wings. It's got wings and you're talking about fire. And because you're talking about fire, I want to say Moltres or Talonflame.
Fried chicken, fried chicken.
The two fried chickens, yes. However.
That's a nice fire energy visor you have on, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. However, don't allow fire to pass through it. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm going to need another fire energy.
Tape it to your, you got to tape it to your arms. You have to have those fire resistant wings.
This is true. You're going to have to watch the video version for this one, by the way, folks. So because it doesn't allow fire to pass through them and firefighters used outfits made from this Pokemon's wings, you don't want to put fire on your outfit. Why would you want to do that? That's hot.
There's another fire chicken you're forgetting about.
There's another fire chicken? Well, Blaziken.
Okay, there's a fourth fire chicken you're forgetting about.
More fire chickens?
Ho-Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, I guess Ho-Oh. But no, you wouldn't. Oh, my God. Making an outfit full of fire. Ho-Oh wings? That's a beautiful fire squad. It can't be that one, by the way, because obviously you wouldn't have told me. I'm thinking Skarmory, actually.
Thinking Skarmory?
You're trying to make, like, armor out of the Pokemon's wings, but it can't be fire because that's too hot. So you want something that's a nice, like, insolent... That is,
so you want something weak to fire. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Final
so you
answer?
Know what? I'm going to go with that. Final answer.
Talonflame.
Oh my God. Of course it's Talonflame. I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
You literally said Talonflame and Hitmontop as your first guess for both of them. It's not my fault.
Listen, I need to look at the chat for this one. Oh my gosh. Okay. So.
Oh, people said Skarmory.
The very first. Yeah. The very, very first thing that was said was Skarmory.
What are you guys thinking about?
That's Skarmory. Such a good choice, Stark. We got it.
Why would firefighters put metal on? That makes it heavy.
I mean...
Right?
They already wear very heavy suits.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, like, why would you put on burning feathers to protect you from flames? Come on.
Because they're resistant, dude.
Oh, man, come on. Come on. Tofu right now calling me a little hot-headed. Why not? Nah. Okay, let me put my fire energy visor back. And Kevin, we've just dexited until the Pokemon to look out for this week. So Kevin, really, really quick, let's talk about Haxorus.
Haxorus, mm-hmm. Very high attack, very good speed for this game, does a lot of damage, has Moldbreaker, does have EQ, has a great wide variety of move pools. You have Dragon move, Poison move, Earthquake, and Protect, mm-hmm. which is kind of all you need, really. Yeah, scary dragon. Dragons are a good typing, really only weak to three types, very resistant to the popular types like Grass, Water, Fire, Electric, etc. Yeah, Haxorus. Weak? I saw it a lot.
Weak to three. Yeah, ice, right. Okay. I forgot about ice type.
Ice Dragon Fairy. Yeah.
Ice Dragon Fairy. There you go. Next up is Sylveon. Sylveon, an incredible Pokemon to watch out for. Toss, quick attack out with a Pixelate, and you get some incredibly fast, incredibly good damage, especially with that Pixelate boost. Really good to note that when a normal type move has been boosted by Pixelate, I think it goes up by 30% in power.
Yep.
As well as gets that
and
stab.
Becomes fairy.
Mm-hmm. As well as gets that same type attack bonus. So quick attack gets a lot of Dimagios.
The Sylveon usage for Babirib.net also did skyrocket, especially after this international challenge. A lot of people are using it to proc weakness policies on their Tyranitars because, you know, quick attack, you get that priority weakness policy pop. You could also pop your Dragapults. And, you know, just if you don't feel like popping anything, just go for Hyper Voice and you'll probably get something down.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to note that now we're in a place in the meta where a lot of people will know when a weakness policy is coming. So when people send out Dragapults first, when people send out Tyranitars first, when people send out, what have you.
Lapras.
Lapras, exactly. Lapras. Yeah. Lapras is a great example. you know not to attack into it with super effective moves, you know, just to attack into it with a move that'll damage it. So what a lot of people have done to kind of change out of that is to attack into it themselves and trigger your own weakness policy and just like really hedge your bets on that one Pokemon on the other team. And Sylveon's really, really good at triggering things that have a fairy weakness. So
I wonder what it would be like explaining to like a couple of people that don't play Pokemon competitively that attacking yourself is actually a strategy.
It took me a long time to even consider that as a strategy for sure. Yeah. Like I'm not that kind of player yet.
Oh, it was like, what was it? Oceania Internationals. There was a player that attacked, that drain punched himself, predicting the opposing player to protect just so he lives the flame orb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the just like that kind of thing is just like, you know, that's Pokemon right there.
Yeah, he drain punched his own Sylveon. I think that was Justin in Justin versus Simone.
Ooh. Yeah, it was definitely finals. It was either that or the Masters finals, one of the two.
Could have been. All right. It's been a little while. And then the last Pokemon to watch out for, Arcanine. Arcanine, very versatile, very lots of different things that you could do with it. Personally, I like to put a choice band on it and go like fully offensive, but also, you can be a supportive mon and have Will-O-Wisp and, you know, other kind of supporty kind of moves.
Now, Arcanine's another one that kind of we saw Arcanine once Incineroar came out. Like Arcanine, Incineroar was skyrocketed above Arcanine, and then once March came around, once May came around, they kind of leveled off. They were both at around 24%. Now checking Babiri, which updates every day.
Mm-hmm.
Incineroar is at 14%. Number 13. Wow. Arcanine is number 5 at 32%.
Wow, people really stopped caring about Incineroar, huh?
Incineroar is a one-trick pony. Arcanine is so versatile. You can build so many different... You can run Justified with Beat Up. You can run full support with Special. You can run full offense with just the Choice Band. It can do it all, and it's probably the best fire type in the game, aside from, you know, like Gigantamax Charizard.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So big shout out to Stark Maximum for Arcanine this week. Your boy's back. Listen, everybody, thank you for spending some time with us this week. Listen to the PokeSports podcast. Make sure to go check us out on YouTube because we've been putting out stuff every single day during this quarantine time. As well, go and listen to if you're on Patreon, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow for this one. If you're on Twitch, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow for this one. But if you're on Patreon right now, or if you're on Spotify on Wednesday, go and listen to our most recent PokeSports Plus that we did with EXP Share. Josh and Tanner were some really fun people to talk to, and yeah, we had a full-on episode with them. If you are on Patreon, you will be able to listen to that literally right now as I hit publish now. There it goes. So you have something to go listen to. For everybody else, if you're listening to this on Spotify or on YouTube, you can listen to that on YouTube or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Find us on Twitter at PokeSportsPod. Find us on Instagram or Patreon at PokeSportsPodcast. Kevin, where can people find you?
X-Rays Ovation, Twitter, Instagram.
And then you can find me at Still Just Mike, wherever you get your people. I want to give a big Patreon shout out to Brian, Scott, Sheldon, Dakota, Lewis, Jordan K, William, Joseph, Ryan G, and C. Nov.
I guess.
Is that it? All right, cool. everybody, I hope you have a fantastic week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.